Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. We're going to be moving through an upper body workout today. So pretty shoulder heavy this one, working towards our press ups. 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds rest in between. We're going to move through all of them pretty slowly, but we'll be starting with your shoulder taps from your high plank position and then onto your back for dead bugs. If the name of those doesn't make sense, just check out the animations on the Sweat 7 pod on Twitter and Instagram. Then from your dead bugs, we move from a press up into a downward dog, so flowing from one into the other, and then we come into side to side plank walks before bringing it onto your back for reverse crunches and then into a hollow body hold for a full 40 seconds before we finish up the set with your press up. So those are your moves. Now you know what you're doing. Get ready to come into those shoulder taps. We're starting in 10 seconds time. So get set up in that high plank position and ready to go with your shoulder taps in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Good. So into those shoulder taps from your high plank position, reaching one hand towards opposite shoulder and then switching sides. And what I want you to watch out for here, I know I say it all the time, but keeping those hips nice and level, trying to prevent any swing through the hips, through the body. For 20 seconds, we breathe, we squeeze the core nice and tight, we pull the shoulder blades away from the ears and reach for opposite shoulders nice and steadily for 10 more seconds. Give me 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, 20 seconds to shake those arms out. You're going to bring it onto your back for your dead bugs. So lying with your legs at a tabletop position, arms up above your chest, we extend one leg out, opposite arm. So a bit of coordination this morning. We're going in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So making sure head and shoulders are on the mat, we extend the right arm back behind your head, the left leg out in front of you, bring everything back to the center, then other side. So finding a nice big range, keeping your lower back on the mat as we extend one arm out, opposite leg. It is a bit tricky with the coordination first couple of times, but then you'll get the muscle memory. And it becomes second nature. You've got 10 more seconds on these dead bugs. Finding that full range, keeping arms and legs nice and straight as we extend out. 3, 2, 1. Good, nice work. So coming back to your high plank for the next couple now, we're going to move from one press up to one downward dog. That press up can be on your feet or on your knees, I don't mind. But we are going there in 5 seconds time. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
some warm press and then we push back into that downward dog, releasing through the shoulders, dropping the heels down towards the mat, then rolling back to that high plank position, dropping to your knees if you need to drop into that press up, back to your high plank and then pushing back into that downward facing dog. Another 20 seconds here. So this is just really switching on the shoulders, finding our range, finding our depth with those press ups, but then releasing in between each one. You've got 10 more seconds. Give me a couple more. That's fine. 3, 2, 1. Good, so 20 seconds to give those shoulders a bit of a break, but then we're coming back into that high plank position and we're going to move side to side in our plank. So maybe just a couple of steps to the left, a couple of steps to the right as we move from side to side. Again, try not to sway through the hips in 3, 2, 1. Go. Your shoulders, your arms, your chest should feel like they're really working now. Make sure we switch that core on and just have a little check that those hips haven't started to drop as we move with control. A couple of steps to one side, a couple of steps to the other. Really nice. You are halfway there. So using the full length of that mat maybe as we walk to one side and then to the other with control. 10 more seconds. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Well done. Bring it onto your back. We're going to give the shoulders a bit of a rest for a couple as we move into your reverse crunches. So lying on your back, head and shoulders on the mat. You can have your hands by your side or underneath your bum as we lift the toes up towards the ceiling. Little pulse up off the mat. And then we lower the feet almost to the ground. 3, 2, 1. Into those reverse crunches. Didn't give you much of a lead in there, but you know what you're doing. Lifting those legs up. Little pulse at the top, lowering down with control. And then back up we go. So as always, trying to keep those legs straight if you can. If there's too much tightness in the back of your legs, then that's fine. Bend the knees. Still working into the abs as we lift the legs and lower them back down for another 10 seconds. We'll keep it going for 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, really nice work. So we're going to double down on these core exercises and we're going to move into your hollow body hold. It is 40 seconds, so feel free to have a bent knee on this hollow body hold or maybe take a break. We're going in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. So head and shoulders are off the mat for this one as we reach the fingertips forward, pointing those toes and making sure your lower back stays on the mat. And as I said, if you need to maybe lift those legs up a little bit higher or bend the knees and keep the legs at tabletop, or even do 10 seconds or so and then take a rest. But you are 20 seconds in. You've got 20 seconds to go, so keep breathing. And see if you can hold this now for 10 more seconds. Good, well done. We've got one exercise left in 5 seconds' time. 3, 2, 1. Nice work. So your final exercise is those push-ups or press-ups, either on your feet or on your knees. I want you to think about that engagement, that stability that we had in your core for that hollow body hold and bring that to your press-ups. We're going in 5 seconds' time. 3, 2, 1. Go. So it is 40 seconds of press-ups. I want you to focus on depth, on range. I don't mind about bashing out as many as you can. That's not what we're here for today. We're practicing that strength, that form, that stability through these exercises. So maybe you do 5 press-ups and then you shake the arms out again, then you come back, do a couple more. I'm just playing around with that depth and range and building that strength. You've got another 15 seconds on these press-ups and then you will be done. 10 seconds. Well, give me one or two more on your push-ups. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, and collapse down onto the mat. Great work. Seeing as you're there on the ground already, why not lie on your back just for a second or so? Allow the shoulders to rest on the mat. Let the body feel heavy just for a couple of seconds. While you catch your breath, reset, give yourself a mental or physical pat on the back, and get ready to enjoy your day. Have a good one. I will see you back here next time for more Sweat 7. Well done.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.